A reflection by Lou Lotz for the second week of Advent, based on Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. When my son was a child, we would walk to the playground down the street and play on the slides, the swings, the seesaw. Once, while riding the seesaw, he threw back his head and laughed and said, "When I am up, you are down." When it comes to food and resources, all the world rides a seesaw. If one side is up, you can bet that the other side is down. If one side is living in luxury, you can be sure that poor Lazarus lies starving at the gate. In our world, the seesaw runs pretty much along north-south lines. With one or two exceptions, affluent countries lie in the northern hemisphere. The U.S., Canada, Europe, Great Britain, Japan. That's the upside of the seesaw. Poor countries are in the southern hemisphere. India, Africa, Southern Asia, Central America. That's the downside of the seesaw. The difference in lifestyle and consumption of resources from one side of the seesaw to the other is mind-boggling. Americans feed more grain to our livestock than the people of Bangladesh eat. We use more fertilizer on our golf courses than India uses for its entire agriculture. World hunger is not America's fault. But whether I intend it or not, my indulgence in luxury may deprive third world people of their necessity. It is not wrong to be affluent, but it is very wrong to see Lazarus lie starving at the gate and to do nothing to help him. Jesus never says that the rich man in the story exploited or abused Lazarus, or that he was in any way the cause of Lazarus's misery, only that he failed to share of his abundance with someone who was so obviously, glaringly needy. "Happy are those who consider the poor," says the psalmist. This Advent, consider the poor. Agree as a family to buy fewer presents for each other and then share the money saved with people on the low end of the seesaw. Volunteer your service at the local food pantry or soup kitchen. On a deeper, more serious level, explore ways to simplify your lifestyle all year round. You will discover, as so many others have, that you can get along on so much less. Your life will feel less cluttered, more relaxed. Who knows? A few folks might even follow your example. Most people won't, but don't let that bother you. You don't have to change the world. Just don't let the world change you. Let's talk about it. If your family wanted to give a gift to a local charity, which charity would you vote for?